Hey, welcome to Let's Talk Guthrie County on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. I'm your host, Andrew Zupkoff, and today our guest once again is Kristen Krauthammel. She is a financial advisor with the GCSB Investment Center as we wrap up our conversation for Financial Literacy Month, which is in April, talking about saving, budgeting, retirement planning, and investing. And today we'll be talking more about retirement planning. And Kristen, to start things off today, do you think a lot of people realize, you know, just how much money in retirement they'll need for health care and other expenses?
That's another big mistake that retirees make. So I guess rule number three, don't underestimate your retirement needs, especially your health care costs. That's likely going to be your biggest expense in retirement. As I mentioned before, many 60-somethings today are going to live into their 80s, maybe longer. A healthy 65-year-old couple could expect to spend approximately $250,000 over the course of their retirement on Medicare premiums alone. And that's not including your out-of-pocket expenses, prescriptions, long-term care costs. And according to Fidelity, healthcare costs could rise as much as 11% annually. Additionally, because women typically live longer than men, a 65-year-old woman can expect to spend $22,000 more in total healthcare costs over the course of her retirement than a man is at her same age.
And speaking of healthcare costs, I've heard about health savings accounts. Can you tell us a little bit more about those?
Of course. If you're working and you have a high deductible health care plan, or maybe you're self-employed, you should fund a health savings account. Health savings accounts are often confused with flex spending accounts, whereas with flex spending accounts, what you put in usually has to be used in that year. It's kind of called a use it or lose it provision. But with an HSA or health savings account, what you put in there for your health care needs down the road, and it's there for you until it's completely used up. So it's a great place to save money for your future health care costs because the contributions aren't taxed when they go in, nor are they taxed when they come out. So, again, as long as those funds are being used for health care expenses. And then also, some employers who offer HSAs to their participants also contribute money on your behalf, whether that's just one-time seed money or ongoing contributions for you. So again, there's potentially some free money in it for you. You want to check with your employer about HSAs, and if an HSA is available to you, I would definitely take advantage of it.
Wouldn't somebody just need to have a remarkably huge amount of money to stay retired for 30 or 40 years and still be financially comfortable?
Well, yes. But, you know, yeah, people do amass that kind of retirement money. And going back to they're starting early and they're saving consistently, in addition to making other smart financial decisions, of course.
What if someone does have adequate retirement savings? How do they make sure that lasts through their retirement?
Sure. So that brings up a rule number four. Don't overspend in your retirement. You do want to carefully invest it so it can keep growing, but then on the other side, you want to make sure you withdraw it reasonably as well. During the first phase of retirement, a retiree might choose to spend lavishly, maybe a little too lavishly, and that's a mistake that's going to happen. They're going to withdraw too much too early. So there's an old guideline from the 80s, and it's still relevant. It's called the 4% rule. The idea here is that you withdraw 4% of your savings annually and adjust it for inflation. It's not really a hard and fast rule, but a lot of us advisors think it's kind of a sweet spot, a level at which your withdrawals can be replaced by portfolio gains in your early years of retirement. What's risky is when you start withdrawing 7 or 8%. That might work for a year or two, but the markets don't always go up 10% in a year, you know, and that's an old myth, and we've obviously seen it shattered, especially with today's volatility. So the stock market has great years and it has terrible years. If you continue to take excess withdrawals out of your savings or your IRAs, you might not be making that back in some years. And then, you know, another thing in retirement, when you suddenly have a lot of free time, you kind of have the inclination to make the most of it. You might have a few adventures, and that's only natural with our new, you know, found freedom. But the key here is making sure that those adventures aren't pushing you into bankruptcy and doing injury to your long-term strategy. Obviously, the more free time we have, the more time we have to spend money. So, and then another point I'd like to make is that you should not be dipping into your retirement accounts or stopping contributing to your retirement accounts to pay for a child's college expenses. We all want to take care of our children. It's only natural, but putting college costs ahead of your retirement cost is a big mistake. Colleges offer financial aid. Your student might qualify for loans or grants. You can always save early in 529 plans, college savings plans, to help pay for some of those expenses. But nobody's offering retirees financial aid. There's no retirement scholarships, no retirement grants. Your children, on the other hand, have their whole financial lives ahead of them. So try to refrain from touching your home equity or your IRAs to cover those college expenses.
Wow, those are some really great tips you've given us today, Kristen.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I talked a lot about the mistakes that people tend to make, but the good news is you can plan and try to avoid them by planning, I should say. As you approach retirement age, take a little time to go over your strategy. If you have a financial professional helping you, fantastic. If you don't or you'd like a second opinion, please feel free to contact our office.
And how are people able to contact you, Kristen?
Sure. You can call us at 641-755-2799 or visit our website, investgcsb.com.
And is the GCSB Investment Center also on social media?
Yes. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Links to each of them are on our website. You can look up InvestGCSB or GCSB Investment Center. I'm posting good-to-know information out there every day to all of these sites.
Hey, huge thanks to Kristen Krauthammel for joining us these past few days and telling us about many great financial tips. She's a financial planner at the GCSB Investment Center. Securities offered through IBA Securities, a division of Broker-Dealer Financial Services Corporation, member FINRA and SIPC. Products sold are not FDIC insured, no bank guarantee, are not a deposit, are not insured by any federal government agency, and may lose value. This is the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.